Learning Masech the Shamas, we're up to that Pechesim and Beis, but I didn't have a chance to say Shir Pechesim and Aleph, and the Aganat of Matan Torah have more to say in Pechesim and Aleph. So today's Shir will be Be'ikr on Pechesim and Aleph. First, the Klein Shigara, the Gemara starts the Aganat of Matan Torah after the Machlokes of Rav Yosi and the Rabbanan, and Darash Hugli Law later of Chista Berchachmana Yav Uyin Tlisai. He gave a triple Torah, Lam Tlisai, to a triple nation, Ayat Tlisai, through the hands of someone who's the third, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's after Aaron and Miriam, B'yom Tlisai, B'yom Ashlishi, B'yachat Tlisai, in the third month. Mashah talks about a little bit, stomach valving and yanim, on the, all these thirds, all these shlishis, that's by Torah. But just one klein shigar I saw in the Minchas really brings from the Bat Kedish, from Abrel Pavasky. Now, we spoke earlier that the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the day of Matan Torah, is not Mesuyim to a Yom HaChodesh. It's Mesuyim to the 50 days after Pesach. That's why sometimes it's Hey, sometimes it's Vav, sometimes it's Zayin. And like we spoke, Pashas, all of them would be Nichol and Zman Matan Torah Seinu, or the Rivash is not that way. But the Pashas is, it's all called Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Why? Because it's the same day of the Omer of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, that the Torah was given after a certain amount of days, after Pesach, after that Achana, that is the Zman Matan Torah Be'etzim, like we spoke. So Rebbe Bavasky tells us though, so what's the Yarchet Tlisai? We're not going with the Yom of the Chodesh. We're going with the day of the Omer. It both came out the Yarchet Tlisai. The Yarchet Tlisai wasn't the You don't need Yarchet Tlisai for Matan Torah. There's an act of Isis from this Gemara that no. The Enechinami Mitzad the Yom is the 50th day after Pesach, but the Chodesh has to be Yarchet Tlisai. Bemis Meduik in the Torah that way, because the Torah says, V'chodesh HaShlishi, but the Torah doesn't say in Torah Shemachsav what day of the month it was. They wanted to figure it out. Staka Machlokes, you need Torah Shemapeh, Bayayim Hazeh, and you have to be able to learn the psukim correctly. The Teretz is, Matan Torah wasn't for that day of Chodesh, it was granted that day of the Chodesh. But that wasn't the Yisayit of Matan Torah, and that's why Pam Behe, Pam Bevav, Pam Bezayin. But the Chodesh was not Yarchet Lisayin, that's what the Teretz stresses, the Chodesh HaShlishi, that the Chodesh of Matan Torah is Taka Meduyik, even though the Yom HaChodesh is not. And he has a Gevaldig of Bekiyas. He brings a Rabbeinu Yainin Sanhedrin, the Sefirah Rabbeinu Yainin Sanhedrin, on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. With them, Rabbeinu Yainin is going into the Gemara that's talking about Ibr Shana, adding a month to the year. We know we only add Adar. So Rabbeinu Yainin is discussing it. Why don't we add other months? What's the Makar? So in the discussion, he throws in, you can't add, he explains why each month you can't really add. He says you can't add 2 years, because then Shavuos will come at more than 50 days after Pesach. Acharit Shver. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. So if you make 2 years, so Shavuos will come out on Vav, Iyar Sheni. If you have an Iyar Rishon and Iyar Sheni, so Shavuos will come out Vav, Iyar Sheni. What's wrong? Elamai Shavuos has to be B'chodesh HaShlishi. So male, it's impossible to Ma'abr Iyar, because then it has to be 50 days after Pesach. It also has to be B'chodesh HaShlishi. If you're going to make 2 years, so 50 days after Pesach won't come out for Chodesh HaShlishi, so mainly you can't make 2 years. So you see, Klar for Rabbeinu Yainis, he's saying that even though for the day of the month, there is no day of the month, it's whatever 50 days after Pesach is, but the month has to be Yarchet Tlisai, like the Gemara says. Chai, very richtig. Now the Gemara brings Reisyatsu B'tachta Sahar, and Avdimi Barachoma Barachasa said, Melamet Shekofer Hashbrecham is Harki Gigas, the Abish had turned over the mountain on them, like a barrel, and told them about the Mekalmatar Mutav Lav Shom Teik V'Rascha. And the Gemara says, Amar V'acha B'yakim V'kamidol Rabba L'Raisa. It's an excuse not to keep the Torah, because you really want Mekalmatar, you're Mekalmatar V'Ainis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avigin Hadar Kabu B'me'ach HaShverish, and we're Mekalmatar V'Ratzim B'me'ach HaShverish. So Taisus asks the Kasha, what do you mean? Why did the Nikoflay Mark Gigas? They already said Asa Vinishma. They already were Makabal before the Kavalei Makigigas. So Taisa says that maybe they'd be Chayzer. When they see the Eshag Deilam, it was Yatz and Nishmas, and they'd be Chayzer. So that's why it's Kavalei Makigigas. So the Mitzbeisen and others, Shtel Tzum, there's a Medrash Tanchum that really asks this kasha. The Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach, it's Eis Gimel, talks about Teresh about that. He says that the Eibishter was Teresh Bris with Klai Yisrael because of Teresh about that. Ke'apir Dvarim Eile, that's the Gemara in Gittin, Afnan Tes. And it says there that they weren't mekabel on themselves Teresh about that until a couple of Makigigas. And it brings the Gemara, now we're Gemara here in Shabbos, and I'm coming with the Mr. Mutav and Lav Shamdeg for Raskam. And the Medrash and Chumash says like this, from Taimar, I'll tell you, Shabbat Stavka, Vlaim Sahar, Vlaim Shor, Shom, Lem, Makam, Matam, Sahar, on the Kulam, Vamanasa, Vanishma. Why, Nish, Emi, Yigi, Vatsari, Maat. El, Omlem, I'll tell you, Shabbat, Pet. Tell you, Shabbat Stav doesn't have the Yigi, it's a little Tsar. Sheshim, Dikduke, Mitzis, Kalas, Kachamuris, Vyasa, Kamavis, Kosha, Kashal, Kanasa, Fisha, Ein, Loim, and Oisel, Misha, Oiva, Kadash, Baruch, Chaliva, Chalam, Shachal, Maidai. And, Tanchum is Marich. So the Chumash seems to be answering the kasha that on Torah Shabbat Ksav the Makabel right away, but Torah Shabbat Peh, you need a kavlei marke gigas. Chari different than Taisus. I think it could be a kachnim the Torah shtickle. At least be makar of them a little bit. Because wasn't the Chumash mean that they were makabel Torah Shabbat Ksav but not Torah Shabbat Peh? The Chari is no such thing as Torah Shabbat Ksav without Torah Shabbat Peh. How could you be mekabel the mitzvah of tefillin without Teresh Shabbat Peh? How could you mekabel the mitzvah of shechita without Teresh Shabbat Peh? They weren't mekabel to be like tzedukim and karom chalila. They're mekabel the Torah. Now the Tanchum is talking about, like it says, that there's yigia and it's tzar and it's azukamavis ukoshik shol kenasa. And the pshat is, you tell me the Eibishter has instructions and are you makabel that you listen to the Eibishter's instructions and you'll do them? And they say, Avada. Tell me the instructions. We'll study them. We'll get a clue. It'll take a few days, a few weeks maybe. We'll get all the instructions and then we'll listen to all the instructions. We'll follow the rules. What's the problem? Nasa v'nishma. But what weren't they makabel? What did they need the kafalei makigigas? And the pshat is, it's not just instructions that you have to read and understand. You know, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and just do everything that it says. You have to take it, become a Talmud Chacham. You have to come from the Maisi HaTorah, from the Gdelei Torah. You have to be Miageya. Shaz, you have an Achrayas to the Torah. The Paschal Melech Teichel, Amayim Mesur and Tishtav, but always teach them the Torah at the Omel. It's not Chayach without being Oyev HaGadosh Baruch Hu Chaliv HaChol Nafshim HaChol Ma'idai. Zogich, that's the Eish HaGdeila that Taisus is talking about. What is Gilead Eish HaGdeila? What's this with the Eish HaGdeila? They said, they'll keep all the mitzvahs. They'll do whatever the Torah says. What's this Eish HaGdeila? What are you scared of? And they see the Ruchnis of the Torah. They see what the Torah really is. They see what it means to become Taka Talmud Chacham, to become a Gadol B'Torah. And what they're being mechayev themselves to do. That's the Eish HaGdeila, the Eish of the Torah. And Ladaiti, I think that when the Tanchuma says in Makabel Teresh Vekstav and not Teresh Vapem, it's Hainu Hach, what Teresh is saying is that they were Chayzer. Because Avada, if you say Kol HaShadiv HaShem Nasa V'Nishma, of course that means Teresh Vapem, it's Kol. What does it mean? Teresh says, but they didn't chap that there'll be a Teresh Vapem. And when they see what the Teresh Vapem is all about, oh, that's not part of HaKabbalah. That's what Teresh means that they're Chayzer. They see the Eish HaGdela, Shainish Parshit. The Makabel HaTeris Eish. That already wasn't part of it. That already in the Kafalei Marki Gingas. That's it for Shdei. It's a Gemalda Gishtikl in the Maral. It's in Teres Yisrael, Lamed Beis. He says it also in the Kitzah, a little bit in Parshish Yisra and Gerayi. And the Pshadis is not a steer. Kal Yisrael Avadah's Makabel HaTeris Baratzin Avadah. But that's not the way you're supposed to be Makabel HaTeris. The Torah doesn't work that the reason why we're keeping the Torah is because we decided we want to keep the Torah. That's not the Torah. The way the Torah works is, you don't have a choice. You have to understand. If it wouldn't be for the Torah, you're gone. That's gufa, the eifin, of how we have the Torah. The milas v'chashivas ha-Torah, we don't have the Torah, but Torah is optional and we decided to have it. And now we have to keep our word. We have the Torah because we don't exist without the Torah. So So it wasn't Pshat the Eivish was afraid that Kali Yisrael won't be Mekabel the Torah. It's not the point. Kali Yisrael is Mekabel the Torah, the Mekabel the Torah, there won't be Chayzer. But the Eivish wanted the Torah should be there, but Torah is Hechrich. And that's what's necessary. Because if Pshat is, no, so I'm not keeping it because I want to, I'm keeping it because I have to. So you have some excuse. I never, it wasn't my choice. Even though Lamaisa you wanted to. But that's not the word. The word is you're keeping Torah because you have to. What's the other kabul b'meyach hashveirish? As Zakta, the pshat is, b'meyach hashveirish, they added to the Torah. They added more mitzvahs. They added mikra megillah. That's not a hechrich. Elamai adding more to the Torah, and that's taka b'rotzen, that shows the whole Torah is there b'rotzen. Avada, the Torah has to be b'hechrich, and it is b'hechrich. But the Torah is also b'rotzen, v'harayah. Because you don't only keep what's behechrich, you also add to it. You have divrei sefer. Chaviv a divrei sefer, yesim a divrei teir. Then you show your ratzin, then you show your cheshek. That already takes away the medar abba. Now Klal Yisrael, enechinam is a hechrich, but Klal Yisrael shows his ratzin also together with the teir. Tifer eight for the Maral. Now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara brings Darushab Samai b'shar shekdimi Yisrael nasa l'nishma. When Klal Yisrael made nasa before nishma, so then, 600,000 Malachi Asharis came, and Wakaisha Tuksarim, and the lady of the Gemara says another Lashon, Amar Abulazar B'shar Shekdim Yisrael Nasal and Nishma, when Kai Yisrael made Nasal before Nishma, Yatsa Baskal V'amma Mi Gila Raz Le Levanai, who taught this tremendous secret to my children, Shemalachi Asharis Mishnam Shembay, they said, Baruch Hashem Malachav, Gibay Yekayach Eisa Dvare, Shemaya B'kal Dvare, Bereisha Eisa V'adal Shemaya. And what does it mean? Ketapuach bat seyar lo menim shisol tapuach leimalach matapuach ze pirikadim olav afisol dimu nasal nishma. Now the Gemara is telling zechab l'chayya. You say whatever Hashem says, we'll listen and we'll do. Right, what do you mean? We'll do and we'll listen. Sapella. But that was mamish gavaldik. They got two ksar and then it was me gilaraz elavanai. That's like a tapuach. So what's the inyan? What's the vart that makdimu nasal nishma? What does that mean? So the common with common pshatim, and Beinu and Yain and others really says two different pshatim. On the Mishnah in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Zayin, on the Mishnah it says "Em ein derech eretz ein teira," and Beinu Yain says that it means "Sarach tchil l'sakan l'sasav midos ubezet tishkan atera olav sheni shechenes la'olam meguf sheni bal midos teivos loyshe yom atera v'akachikachol mitzvus kiyevsher v'zel kinyishem anasav v'nishma. That in order to know Torah, in order to have a shaykh as a Torah, to become a Torah, you have to be a Balmidus. You can't learn Torah and then become a Balmidus. No, you have to be a Balmidus first. The main derech eretz is saying Torah. And that's the pshat nasa v'nishma. What it means is, hikdimu nasa v'nishma means they understood that they have to learn Torah, and they have to become tamini chachamim, and they have to be kind of Torah, they have to be davik b'Torah. And they understood also that there's a t'nai ma'akav beforehand. There's a nasa. In order to make themselves that they can have taka the Torah, they ekdimu nasa l'nishma. They do the mitzvahs and become a balmidus and become a kli mukhshu l'kabal Torah. So that's a pshat of Roz of Malachi Asharis. Eisei dvarei l'shmaya b'kol dvarei. But the Malachi Asharis, because they're mezuchach, the eisei dvarei, that's what causes them l'shmaya b'kol dvarei. That's how they can get the asog ruchni of Torah. So Klal Yisrael understood this Roz, and they said that they're going to have taken a hechshir for the Torah, the nasa the derech eretz, and then they'll get the Torah. That's one pshat from Rabbeinu Yaina. But early in the same parak, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah says like this: Kol she ma'isav ru michachmasa, if he has more ma'isav than his chachma, chachmasa miskayemes, then his chachma will last. Kol she chachmasa ru b'mimaisav, if he has more chachma than his ma'isav, and chachmasa miskayemes. So Rabbeinu Yaina says, how do you have ma'isa merubim mechachmasai? How can you do more than what you know? So he says to Kabbalah, when you're mekabel to do, even if you don't know yet what you're going to do, but you're mekabel, you decide that you're going to do, you're going to learn Torah, and you're going to find out what to do, and you're going to get instructions from Tamidei Chachamim, and you're going to learn from Tamidei Chachamim, from Svarim, all the things to do, and you'll be mekayim them. So right now that you're mekabel that, you already have the schar of all the asiyah even before you learned the bichlal, even though now it's not shaykh. so far, because you don't know yet. But you makabel that once you know you're going to do it, so now you have the maisa before the chachma. And he says, the Avister of Nasan says it first, because the Avister of Nasan says, kol shemaisa rumi chachmasa chachmasa v'sgema shenema nasa v'nishma. Because it says nasa v'nishma. Taitche v'niyena, that's the k'dimu nasa l'nishma. That you have a kabbalah to do the mitzvahs even before you know about them. The male is considered like you did the mitzvahs even before you know about them. And that's how you have nasa before nishma. Because you get the sky of the mitzvahs before you even find out about them. As Isa says in Rabbeinu Yain, he says in Shari Tshuva also. Same word. Shari Sheni Eis Yud. When he talks about the Sairis of Tshuva you get from hearing Divrei Chacham, Musa from Chachamim, he says, you're Makabel, you get the sky for the whole thing, even before you're able to do it, even before you know exactly what to do. So I want to just be Maisif. What's the Malachi Asharis? What's the Rosh of Malachi Asharis Misham Shimbay? The Pshah is the Malachi Asharis, the Eis is very before the Shmai called the Vari, because the Malach is Be'etzim, that's what he is, he's a Shliach. He's an Eis in Dvari, even before he hears about it. Klai Yisrael said that them Makabel themselves to do it, they become a Nasa even before the Nishma. So these are two pshatim from Rabbeinu Yaina. One pshat is a nasa kaidel nishma means that they're going to be mechan ali they meet this tevis in order to be kind of terev. And the other pshat of nasa kaidel nishma was that they have a kabbalah gemurah to do when they find out about it, and the male that the schar killed they did it now. The two shayna shtiklach from the Beis Halevi about this inyan. One he has in al terev parash mishpatim, and he says the same shtikl in the hakdama to the shalas achuvas Beis Halevi. Then he says al pita zayar. The zayar says that Nasa is with mitzvahs, and Nishma is with Torah. Nasa b'uvdin tavim, v'nishma b'skam v'neiraisa. Which fits into both of the shtikl who said from Rabbeinu Yena, that either Nasa is the akdama to the Torah, you need the uvdin tavim to get to the b'skam v'neiraisa, or the other way, that you have the schar of the uvdin tavim before you learned about them. But that's what he says, Nasa is uvdin tavim, nishma is b'skam v'neiraisa. So he said, well, lima Torah, there's two dinim of lima Torah. There's lima Torah because tam, mitzad the mitzvah, you mechuyiv to learn Torah. Because how are you going to be able to do the mitzvah without knowing the Torah? So you mechuyiv to know the whole Torah, what mitzvahs you have to do. Nashem also mechuyiv. Nashem mechuyiv to learn all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. So that's a chiyiv for everyone to know all the halachas, all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them that he needs to know in order to be mekayim the Torah. But by anashim, there's another mail. There's Torah lishma, there's Torah be'etzim. Torah that's not the pshat, you're doing the Torah kedei to come to the mitzvahs. The Torah be'etzim is a tachlis b'fnei atzmai. So he explains, that's the pshat in the two ksarim. If they would say nishma v'nasa, so the pshat is the Torah is echetimsa to get to the nasa, the Torah is echetimsa to get to the mitzvahs. So merely only get one keser, because the ik is the mitzvahs, and you have to learn to get to the mitzvahs. But since they would deem v'nasa l'nishma, so come to the mitzvahs already said, and nichlum the nasa is avada, whatever you need for the nasa is already nichlum the nasa. So why now are they saying nishma? Because Torah has a tachlis for itself. So that's when they get two ksarim. One for the Torah, one for the mitzvahs. That's the shtickle. So he explains, the Gemara Nedarim says that the reason why the Churban came is al-Ozim as Terasi. And the Gemara says, what does it mean al-Ozim as Terasi? That Shloi Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. The Gemara then goes on, how come Tamei Nechacham, that children don't become Tamei Chacham, because they're not Mevarech B'Torah Tchila. So he explains, what's the pshat? If Torah is just a hechatimsa to mekayim the mitzvahs, you have to know Torah in order to mekayim the mitzvahs. If you don't know Torah, how can you mekayim the mitzvahs? So male, the Torah wouldn't be mechayim a bracha. So that's called ozimus terasi. The pshat is, I don't understand, you need Torah be'etzim. Torah be'etzim without anything else is it. Torah itself is the chashivas. Torah lishma. Quran says they weren't isip with Torah lishma, that's what it mezalzim b'chasa. What's the shaykhis? Because if it's not Torah lishma, the Torah is for a tachlis. Even for a good tachlis. Even for a tachlis to do the mitzvahs. But still, you don't have the mail of Torah lishma. You don't understand that Torah has an egg in the tachlis. So, well, you're not going to make a bracha. That's the dimu nasa lishma, the Torah is a tachlis for atzma. So, avada, since the Torah has a tachlis for atzma, the Torah is talking mechayev a bracha. The Bach in Simen Mem Zayin, in the Simen of Berichas HaTorah, says, Kein Azazach. But Baruch HaBetayr Tchila means they didn't understand the side of learning Torah is to bring the Shechina, to be a Makavu L'Shechina, to Mekashe with the Mekar Meitzei HaTorah. Mele Le'o Mezalzim L'Brachas. That's the Inya V'Kdimu Nasa L'Mishma, they understand the chshiyus of Torah by itself, not just the hechet timsa, to know what to do. And the Beis Halevi in Jewish Yad Zayin has another gevaldige gevort. He doesn't say clearly there, hikdim v'nashal nishnu, but I think it fits very well with it. He's really teaching the Gemara right afterwards. The Gemara says that Ahut stuki the chazul rava to come ayin b'shmeitza. There's a stuki that Tzur Rava learning v'yosvat it's b'osi d'idei tusikara, and his finger fell under his foot. V'kamayitzpu when it was squeezing it, v'kamavin it's b'osi d'oma, and his finger was bleeding. So the stuki said, "I'm a paziza, you're a impetuous nation, a compulsive nation. The kamisu b'maychul u'naychul, your mouth came before your ears." You're still staying in your own, in this compulsion. You should have first found out. Could you be Mekabel? Can you Mekabel? So Rav answered, no. Anan de Saginan. Pishlei Musa, Ksiban Tumis, Asharam Tanchein. Anachinji, Sangam, Melusa, Ksibu, Self, Beg, the Mishte. So the Beis Levi wants to know, what's Pshat? What's the Shaykhis? What did the Stuki see in Rav that Ishtel Tzu Nasa Venishma? To the fact that Rava had his was squeezing his finger and his finger was bleeding, what's the shaychus of two things? So basically, Levi says like this. He says, "Kamindamani." He says he saw in the Sefer Kadmain. The Rambam says, if you mechayiv yourself to do whatever someone tells you to do, that his chayivus is not chal. If you mechayiv yourself in a davar mesuyim, something which is clear, you know what the parameters are. You mechayiv yourself to do it. You make a kinyan, a chayivus, and a chal. Now you're mechayiv to do it. Now Shein Kein, if you're mechayiv to do whatever he tells me, and he could tell you whatever he wants to tell you, so you don't have to do whatever he tells you. Because who knows? You're not mechayiv, it's not a gemiris das b'chlal. You're not being mechayiv yourself a dover mesuyim. As they state in Rambam. So first of the kasha said, how does Kabbalah Sotei work? Right? The Rashi said, you mekabel the Torah? They said, yeah, kol ha-shadid v'ashem nasa. It's not Dov Masuyim. They don't know what Hashem is going to say. The Kabbalah shouldn't be Chal B'Chlal. So Zot the Beis Halevi like this. He says, Enech Hanami such a Schaivus isn't Chal. But let's say you sell yourself as an Evet. So that's Chal. Because you're a Dov Masuyim. And once you yen as Evet, so maybe we have to do whatever he says. And that's the way it can be Chal. If the Pshat is the Mechayiv is on the Etzem Mitzvahs, I'm a Ben Chayin, I'm myself. Now I have a Schaivus to do the things you tell me. I don't know what you're going to tell me. That doesn't pass such a Schaivus. But if the Pshat is that he's becoming an Evet, it's a Kinyan Aguf. Evet an Evet. Once he has a Kinyan Aguf, so Mamele is Mechayiv do everything. He says, when the Suki Sur Rav is learning, he's giving away his whole Guf to the Eivishtu. There's no shaykhus to have a goof. There's no shaykhus to anything. All he knows is the Eivishtu's Torah. That's it. So like the Stuki, it doesn't work that way. You can't do that. You can't give away your goof. You're yourself. You can't become an Eved. You have to be a Ben Chayin. Good. Eivishtu wants to give you the Torah. You want to keep the mitzvahs. You want to be religious. Come on, like religion is a wonderful thing. Mustama, and you find out if it works for you. Maybe it works good. But stand to give yourself away that you have no zich, that's teignish, that doesn't work. That's a amma paziza. And that's the pshat that you're learning and you don't even realize that you're squashing your own finger because you have no shaykhus, you're completely meshuvah to the Eivishtu. So Rav says, yeah, that's what we want. And we're completely meshuvah to the Eivishtu. And Tumis Yisharim Tanchaim. But he doesn't say this klar, but I think what he means is, that's a pshat ikdimu nasa l'nishma. If the pshat is you're making a schaivus on the guf adover, so that's nishma v'nasa. Whatever you tell us, so we'll hear it and then we'll do it. Because the schaivus is on the guf adover. Hikdimu nasa l'nishma means that even before I hear it, I have the schaivus. Because my whole guf is meshubin. The hearing is only a hechetimsa, how to fulfill the schaivus. But the schaivus doesn't come by the shmiah. If you mechayiv yourself, and so I say, the Beis Halevi doesn't say this mamish, but this is what he means. If you mechayiv yourself to do whatever the Adon says, and let's say now like that, let's say that schaivus would be chal. But when are you mechayiv to do a specific task? When the Adon said it. Till he said it, you weren't mechayiv. Mechayiv when he said it. So that's nishma v'nasa. When I hear it, that's when I'll do it. Now, Shein Kein, if you if your guf is kanoi, so the schayiv is all the time, even before the nishma. So as if a sheikh the roz shemal chesher is mishnamshim boy. You buy a kaich, I said, why the shmai be called why? Because a malach is a shliach. That's the chefs of a malach. The malach doesn't have an egen in mitzias. The mitzias of a malach is the I said, why? The shmai be called why is managed to eche timsa for the I said, why? But the malach is an I said, why even before the shmai be called why? It's ka'en a little bit rabbeinu yayin shtickle that the Kabbalah gives you the schar of the maisa. But it's not just the schar of the maisa. The Kabbalah and the maisa comes before the nishma. That's what the Stuka was saying, the Kadmisu Pumaychu Ludnaychu. You're having a Nasa before a Nishma, that means that you're in Gansu Meshubit even before you heard. So your whole Guf is Meshubit, you don't have the Zich. If the Pshad is, you hear and then you do, so you have a Zich, you have your own identity. When you hear, so then you're gonna do what the Eivishter wants. But if the Pshad is a Kdimu Nasa Lanishma, you don't have your own identity. Your identity is that you're an Asa. The Nishma is just the Hechatimsa. So that's the Rosh of Malchei Asheris Mishnam Shemboi, that the whole Metzias of Malchei Asheris to be a Shliach to Mekayim the Rosh and Hashem, the Oysa Dvari before the Shmai be called Dvari. That's the Beis Halevi's word with the Ulter Safas Hezbeh. One more Pshad and Asa of Nishma, this one from the Briskei Rav. It's interesting to me. It's in Chedushei Martin Ruz Halevi Al HaTorah. Nami Pi Hashmur. It's in the Sefer. But there's very, very little publicizing of this word. Kamat, you never hear someone say over this word. A word from the Briskei Rav. But back to the Briskei Rav explains, the parish of Matan Torah was split into two parts. In parish of Yisrael, you have this whole story of Matan Torah. In the parish of Mishpatim, you have the Bris and the Mizbeach v'chuli. What's the Pshat that's split into two parts? So the Briskei Rav says like this. Parish of Yisrael is Matan Torah. The Abish gives the Torah. He asks Chai Yisrael, you want the Torah? They say, yep. Yeah. Okay, you gotta prepare. Hagbala, Prisha, 3 days, and then Matan Torah. Parashas Mishpatim is a new thing, it's the Bris. There's a Bris, you learn Geiris from it, there's a whole Bris, the Kedushas Yisrael, the Bris that comes, that was in Parashas Mishpatim. That's a Bris that the Eivishter made with Klal Yisrael on Matan Torah. You see the whole thing, the Mizbeach, the Karbanis, the Mila Tvilan Atzah, Zdamim, like the Gemara says, Geiris is that way. That's the Bris. So Zogt Briskei Rav, he would learn, Nasa means Kabbalah Satayra. The whole Kabbalah Satayra is already a Nasa. That's why, in Parashas Yisrael, it doesn't say Nasa v'Nishma. Kabbalah Satayra is Nasa. Nishma means the Bris. Nishma is the Bris. The Bris is Maisef the Nishma. Nasa is the Kabbalah Satayra, and Nishma is the Bris. The Bris were making from the Eivishter on the Kabbalah Satayra. So Moshe had a Sefer HaBris, and they had the Mishpatim, that's the Medium Mixus Mitzus they have by Yiger, because the Bris has to be on the Mixus Mitzus, the sample, to make a Chaloyz Bris on the Mitzus, as I Zogt Briskei Rav. So Zogt Briskei Rav like this. If they be Yikdimu Nishma L'Nasa, so what does that mean? The reason why be Mekam of the Torah is because of the Bris. We want to make a Bris with the Eibishter, and we're going to be Mekam of the Torah because that's a Chaluk of the Bris. The Iker is the Bris, the Nishma, and then we'll have the Nasa, because that's what the Bris is Mechayiv. So Zogt Briskei Rav, Klal Yisrael understood that they could do better than that. The Pshat is Fakert. You know why we're keeping the Torah? Because we want the Torah. Because the Eivishter commanded us the Torah. We want to do the Ratzon Hashem, we want to do the Tzivei Hashem. We have a Matan Torah, that's why we're keeping the Torah. So what's the Bris? The Bris is because the Eivishter wants the Bris. The Bris is because the Torah tells us to do the Bris. It's not the Pshat we're makabel the Torah because we made a Bris. Fakert. We made a Bris because we're makabel the Torah. So, Dimu Nasa L'Nishma is the Pshat that the whole Chashivas of the Bris to us is the fact that the Eibishter wants this Bris. The Eibishter said and the Torah tells us to do the Bris. Not the Pshat that the whole Chashivas of the Torah is because we want a Bris. And the Torah is Echatimsa for the Bris. Hazakta, that's the Rosh of Malchei Asheris Mishtam Shimbai. He says, because Malchei Asheris don't have an inyan of Shmiah. They can't hear, they don't have ears, they can't hear. What's the pshat that the Malchei Asheris will Shmiah be called Dvari? Because the Eivishter is. The Eivishter wants him to be Eisei Dvari. A Malach is Eisei Dvari, that's what he is. Vukum Darain Shmiah to a Malach. Because he's an Eisei Dvari, that's why he's a Shmiah be called Dvari. There's Al Bazach. Klai Yisrael says Nishma, meaning that we make a bris. But we don't need a bris. We're soldaten. The Eibishter tells us what to do and we do it. We don't need any bris. What's the pshat that we make a bris? Because the Eibishter told us to make the bris. Ah, that's a different story. And the Eibishter said to make a bris on Fanda. Then we're all in on the bris. But the ink is a nasa kaidu l'nishma. That's the Malchi Yashar. It's the Shmiya comes on your day, the Eisidvari. The Klai Yisrael also, the bris of Nishma comes on your day, the Kabbalah Soteri of Nasa. Go a tifereid from the bris kirav.